Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, Mr. Guinea.
Hi, Trista Sutter. How are you?
I'm great today, and I'm really glad that my makeup actually worked because I just got a microneedling. Men don't really do that, although you probably could. But you don't need to because, you know, the aging process doesn't matter to men.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the microneedling. But I, you know, I've seen a couple guys on Instagram get microbladed once or twice when they lost their eyebrows. Oh. That was pretty interesting. I wondered, you look like the glam squad just rolled in. I mean, yeah, the whole glam squad at the house this morning, getting you all prepped and ready for the big podcast. I love it.
Trissa. Her new theme is Trisket.
Isn't that so? You know, I don't know if you knew this. So my wife Canyon, who her name is Jessica, but I call her Canyon. So Canyon, one of the names when we were having our second child that she was kicking around. Well, for the first child, one of the names she was kicking around was Colton. And I was like,
glad you didn't.
And I'm like,
that.
We can't do that. She's like, what do you mean? I go, well, this is before Colton was made the Bachelor, but I'm like, this guy's on Bachelor in Paradise, man. And he's, you know, he's got it. So the only way I could get, and I really like the name Grayson. So the only way I could get her not to necessarily go with Colton was I had a pre-tape to watch for People, a magazine TV show thingy. And they wanted me to watch this episode of Bachelor in Paradise. And Colton happened to be crying in this episode. And his little nameplate came up underneath it, you know? So she would never watch the show with me. So I get the show like totally positioned properly. And I go, hey, come in, you know, just come in and watch this with me, you know? She's like, okay. So she comes in and I hit play. And she goes, oh, who's this guy? He's really cute. And then he starts crying. And she's like, why is he crying? And I go, I don't know. And then a name thing comes up and says, Colton. And she's like, I see what you're doing.
I see you, Bob.
Yeah. So she's like, so you don't want me to name him Colton because his guy's crying. So then along comes the second child, and she's like, I want to name him Tristan. And I'm like, you know, don't you think? I'm like, first of all, it's very close to Trista, yeah. whom I adore. I'm like, but don't you think it's a little weird that every time I turn around, you want to name our kids after some Bachelor star?
Well, you know
For
what?
For God's sake.
There are a lot of people in The Bachelor now. So it's really hard to come up with a name that isn't related to anybody on The Bachelor these days.
The valid point. Well, so we ended up choosing Blake, who I know was a guy that somebody chose not too long ago.
Blake,
so, I mean,
and
I guess
then
we ended up there anyway.
Is my daughter. But, you know, we're all connected in some weird, crazy way. That's
all
right.
Intertwined.
Always.
It's one big
Okay, so today we have something really, really fun that I'm really excited about. We're calling it OG versus IG, but we're going to be calling some random people from our phones, from our cell phones right here. I've got mine right here.
Yes.
And I know you have yours too. And so how do you want to do it? Do you want to just scroll down and I can tell you who pops up on mine and you can tell me who pops up on yours, and then, or you want to just surprise me, or how do you want to do it?
I got to be honest. I have no idea. Part of me is worried about this game.
No one's
going to
answer.
That I'm going to randomly dial someone up. And if they do answer, I'm going to be like, hey, you're live on the Bob and Trista show. Totally. I mean, what am I, you know, you're live on Almost Famous OG show. And they're going to be like, dude,
for you.
I'm on the hopper or something. So yeah, we could run into some problems with this game, but it could be fun. The hopper, erstwhile known as the throne, the place where people go potty and such.
Okay, so wait a second. You just said erstwhile, and you are proving to everyone who is listening that we are indeed dinosaurs.
Yes. Yes, I know. I know. Right now, the folks that help us with the podcast are literally going, what does that even mean,
erstwhile?
It sounds like something my grandpa would say. Let's go. Yes, because they're all young and incredibly beautiful and talented.
We're
and
not.
We're, okay. Well, you are those things as well. I'm just simply... you know what I am? I am just a comedic fodder for the show.
Stop it all.
But I will say this.
Stop it. Yeah.
I will say this. When we came up with the idea with OG versus IG or IG versus OG, one of the things that really drove me to this idea or was a motivator for me on the part of the idea where it's the OG versus IG, not the game part that we're talking about, was I was thinking about when Trista forced me to watch the first episode of my season. And I was hating it with a passion, watching myself.
Yeah.
The women were lovely.
Right.
You forced me. You're like, Bob, you must watch this. I'm like, okay, Trista, and so I did. But I will say that in watching it, I was like, God, what happened to me? Like, what about my life was so cool back then. And then I started thinking about the fun stuff that I had done at that time, up until that point in my life. And one of them, I was a musician at the time. And even though, I guess you're never... Right. Not a musician once you're a musician, but let's be honest, I'm not touring anymore and doing that kind of thing. But at that time I was, and we did a tour, where we had opened for, Hooting the Blowfish and Matchbox 20 and all these big bands. And then I was like, literally, as I was thinking about that, I was starting the Moana CD in my car for my son, And he and I know every word. It's so what can I say except you're welcome. And,
I love that song.
Or whatever the words are, I don't
it's
really
a good
know.
One.
I do actually
know. You know the
I do
words.
Know the
know
words.
Do.
I won't lie. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's really kind of amazing how my life has changed over the years. I now spend my time, Sing 2, have you seen it? Because I have, and it's awesome.
I haven't. I've seen Sing 1, and I have to see Sing 2. I haven't yet.
Thing 2 makes me cry every time I watch it.
Oh, I need to watch it. Oh, I love movies that make me cry. Sorry.
And back then, I'm like a touring guy and a musician and,
Rockstar.
All these things. Now I'm like a panda bear singing a U2 song and I'm bawling my eyes out. A porcupine playing guitar. Played by Scarlett Johansson, P.S. I'm just sobbing like a baby. My son's like, He's three. He's over it. He wants to watch, you know, he wants to watch, you know, Stinky and
yeah.
Dirty.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, or mm-hmm. something. And I'm sitting here crying.
So
or
how does
too.
That refer back to OG versus IG? You started the story. I want to bring us back.
Well, because, yes.
Yes.
OG, I was watching the show and realizing mm-hmm. where my life was at that time. IG, now all I post about are my kids.
True story, me too.
And, you know, a lot of those things take place with the kids with me while I'm watching Moana.
Go.
So there you go.
So, hey.
That's just, a, you know, just one example of full circle. But thank you for reeling me in because I kind of got lost.
I'm happy to do that every single week. Okay, I'm looking through yes. my contacts. And I'm here for you.
Okay,
I'm
hold up the ya. Screen.
Okay, so...
So how are you finding them? Do you have them in your phone with like under
I
like
literally searched Bachelor
yes, type of thing?
Exactly. But
okay.
that doesn't mean
let me see what happens when I do that.
There are not huh? more people because I know there are people on here who have not showed up that I definitely have numbers for. So
I've got a lot.
Okay, good.
I'm really surprised.
All right. So tell me, okay, go down and pick the fifth on the list.
Okay, one, two, three, four, five. Oh, okay. Oh, I guess I can't do that. Aaron Burgee.
No, but we already talked.
Aaron Burgee.
Well, I guess we haven't talked to him on this podcast, though. And it's Burgee. It's Burgee.
No. It's Burgee. Like Fergie.
I thought you said Burgee.
Aaron. Okay. I did. Aaron, like Fergie.
Like Fergie Burgee.
Burgee.
Yeah, like
that's
Fergie
who's on
Burgee.
My phone.
Okay, why don't you call Aaron Burgee and see if he
the
will
Fergie
answer? I feel like no one's going to answer because who literally who answers the phone these days? Like either you text them. No one answers the phone.
Aaron's old school like us, though. So Aaron will answer his phone.
True story. Okay. Okay. So what do you say? You just say, hey, do you have
all
a couple
right.
minutes to talk to me and Trista on our new podcast? And then like shine your.
All right. Let's see what happens. Here we go. I'm calling him as we speak.
The nerves.
It's ringing.
The nerves.
Can you guys hear this?
And then what if he answers your call and no one answers mine? Then I'll look like
know.
An idiot is what will happen.
I don't know what I... Aaron's not going to answer my call, for God's
He's
sake.
In
is
meeting.
He at a meeting? What,
Isn't
what,
he
is,
a banker?
What is going on here? He is an important guy. He's a banker. All right. Do I leave a message?
Sure.
I think I'll leave a message.
You don't have to, but you can.
Hi, this is Aaron Burgee with Legacy Bank and Trust.
Hey,
please leave a detailed message and I'll get back with you as soon as I can. Thanks.
He is.
Such a nice guy.
At the tone, please record your message.
Aaron Burgee like Fergie.
Recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Aaron, it's
Hi.
Bob and Trista. We're calling you from Almost Famous OG Podcast. We're doing like a game here, and I just lost. I lost the first round. I thought you would for sure answer. So, all right. I love you, buddy, and I'll holler at you soon. Derby's around the corner. Are you coming this year? Call me back. Bye. Okay. So I'm 0
for
1.
1,
Trista. Your turn. Now, you're
no,
going to get
not.
All the answers.
Are you kidding me?
You know, you're the godmother of this thing. I am literally a peon.
No one answers the phone these days, so I'm a little nervous. And I don't have like people in here under, we should have done this beforehand. Note for next time, if we do it beforehand, let's go through the people and
yes.
make sure they are easy to find because, mine are not. Okay. So let me see.
You got to go to number 5 on your phone. Like I did. I went to number 5.
But the thing is I have Bachelor producers like, most of mine are Bachelor producers or worked on the Bachelorette special with you know, like Carrie Fetman's on here. Should I call Carrie?
Carrie Fetman? He'll answer his phone.
Okay, here we go.
I haven't talked to him in a long time.
The anticipation.
Oh, my baby as I live and breathe.
Now,
my baby as I live and breathe. Carrie Fetman! Oh my gosh, I'm so happy you answered my call.
How are you?
I'm great, but you can't say anything that will get me in trouble or Bob Guinea because we're actually calling you from our new podcast. And we were like, okay, we're playing this game where we're going to randomly call people from The Bachelor in our phones and see if they answer number 1, which we were like, no one's going to answer the phone, but you answered. I'm so excited.
I just realized Carrie's not going to be able to hear me.
I mean, I love you. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you doing?
You know, life is good. But today I'm talking to Bob. You remember Bob Guinea, right? I mean, you were the stylist on his show, right?
My baby, Bob.
That's why I look so damn good.
That's why he looks so good, he said.
The kissing monster.
The kissing monster.
Yes. That's what they called me, the kissing bandit back then. Now, so Carrie can't hear me, Trista. So you have to tell him I miss him, I love him, and thanks for making me look so good back in the day.
He can't hear you, but or you can't hear him. I wonder if there's a way for...
Yeah.
If I pull out my headphones, can I do that, guys, the production team?
You could put one headphone. Why don't you put one headphone to him?
I can hear through a headphone on a phone, Bob.
No problem. Just tell him I send my love.
I don't know. Carrie Fedman. Carrie, can you hear me?
We basically, I just wanted to say hi. Like, okay, but they can hear you and Bob can hear you. So can I ask you, do you have 2 minutes to chat with me?
I do.
You're the best. I love you. Okay, so who's your favorite?
Bob and Trista.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm writing his answers. This must be his answer.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you. You cannot have favorites. I totally feel the maternal thing just like you do, where people ask me that all the time. And I'm like, really? It's like choosing a child. You can't do that.
Exactly. No, you can't do that.
No.
I wasn't crazy about, but certainly not. Having a favorite.
I mean, right? Okay. And
after all this many years, look at how excited I was when I saw you were calling.
I know. I love that. I mean, it's been a long time, and you weren't even the stylist on my show. We just connected afterward. That's right. Is that where we met, at Jade and Tanner's wedding?
No, I met for doing your wedding, girl. That's when I came on.
I helped you
with your wedding.
I don't even remember this. Do we have any pictures together?
Yeah, because he was on as my season stylist.
Not the engagement, but I did the pre-party. We picked out dresses for that.
Oh my gosh, Carrie. Where was my phone? Yes. I did not have a phone at that time. Actually, they didn't even have cameras on phones probably back then. Right.
You had a flip phone back then. Yeah, we had flip phones.
I just remember going to your apartment.
Oh my gosh.
You lived off of Barrington.
I know. Oh, in Brentwood. It was the best apartment.
I'm remembering that is the amazing thing. I don't remember my name from yesterday.
Same. Going to your apartment, I can remember. All right. I'll let you go. I'm just so thankful you answered the phone.
I'm so glad that you guys are good. I love you. Send my love to Bobby. Yeah. I will talk to you guys shortly.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks. Right, thanks, Batman.
Take care. Bye.
I mean, how cute is he?
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, here we go. So when I type in the word bachelor on my phone, it pulls up a ton of people. And you're right. A lot of producer people. Also, you know, some other folks as well that are in and around the show. But this is a good one. Okay. This is a pretty good one. This is a deep dive. I guess it's not that deep of a dive. But when I type in bachelor, it's the very first name that pops up. You want to know who it is, or should I surprise you?
I do want to know who it is.
Ari.
Oh, Ari. Oh, good. Hopefully he'll answer. That would be awesome.
Because of the
He might be in Hawaii or with his twins, or I don't know. But hey, let's do it.
Now, number five was Aaron Berge.
Yeah.
So that means I got a lot in between that, Ari and Aaron Berge. But here we go. Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready? Let's see if he answers. I know he's a busy guy. He's a realtor to the stars. He's busy.
Dad of three with
Dad
twins.
Of three kids. He's got the twins. His kids are gorgeous. Yeah.
They are so cute.
All right. Come on, Ari. I need to get one win here. Just one. Everyone's answering for Trista. They're ignoring me.
Let's make a note. I'm really competitive, so.
We should just make it the Trista calling people, and I'll just sit here.
No,
and
I'm just kidding.
Nobody wants to talk to old Bob.
Hello, you've reached Ari Leindike.
Oh, hello, you've reached. He has a very good voicemail.
Very good voice. We're leaving another message here, everybody.
The mailbox is full. I can't accept any messages.
And it's full. Totally Tombstone. He put me to a fake
Shocking.
Email.
Shocking, because no one answers calls these days. Oh. I swear. I cannot believe Fetman answered my
Trista's
call.
Trista's turn. We actually want to talk to someone. This is like, this is terrible radio from the standpoint of me providing content. I'm not doing anything. Okay. Who's here? Let's go.
We're just
going to
keep
person.
Going. Okay. I feel like I can get one. I bet that Molly would answer. Okay, let's call her.
And Molly's a good one too, because she does some radio stuff. She's doing real estate. Oh, so much going on.
I talked about her doing a podcast with me back in the day. But she's really busy too. She's in real estate now with Jason.
Yep.
Call has been forwarded to an
I'm not even going to leave her a message.
You're not even leaving a message? Come on, T-Bone.
No, they...
These people need to know that they've let you down. That's what they need
to know. They've let us down.
Yes.
Damn it.
So right now, if we're counting this as a scoreboard, Trista's up 1-0. So we're back to Kid Dynamite dialing up one more time. I don't know if you know this, but...
Goose Egg, Bob Guinea.
That's what they call me in the Bachelor family, Kid Dynamite. I don't really know why. So we're going to go back...
Kid Dynamite?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a very common thing. Okay, so I'm going to go... To the last name. Actually, this isn't the last name, because the last name is a name, a collective name from your and my past, Trista, that I wouldn't even feel comfortable calling right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris?
No.
Estella.
No, God, no. She wouldn't be last. And I'd call her, totally. This
but
one,
it's not last. It's not like a, you're saying last like it's a last priority, but it's definitely not.
Last alphabetically.
See, but mine aren't even alphabetical. It's weird.
Oh, yeah, mine are all alphabetical. The last name on my phone that pops up alphabetically starts with a W, with a W. Ends with a Uds. Just saying.
Oh, Nicole Woods.
No, not Nicole Woods. Russ Woods.
Russell Woods.
Yes. So I didn't want to do that to you. So instead.
It's
I'm going to go up five from the bottom. You ready? One, two, three, four, five. I'm not even telling you who this is.
Okay.
We're just calling it.
Well, and mind you, yes, mine are all in alphabetical order.
This one will turn into a FaceTime if this individual answers.
Okay.
And he's going to answer because he's my boy. All right, come on, buddy. Come on now. Although, you know what? He works hard for his money.
He might be traveling.
He might be farming, ladies and gentlemen. Prince Farming. Chris Souls.
Prince Farming.
He's probably out there grinding some corn, doing some hard labor while I'm sitting here trying to blow up his phone on a podcast.
Welcome to the U.S. Cellular voicemail.
Oh, for God's sake. All right.
See, we're not even leaving messages now.
I'm 0 for 3. You're 1 for 3. That's great. I'm 0 for 3. Oh, you know, you're 1 for 2. You're 50%. So you get one more shot.
I'm 50%. That's great odds. I mean,
you don't need to do another round to win this thing, but I feel like if you really want to put it over the top, that, you know, let's go big on this. Let's not mess around. Let's go big. I'm going Bergie right here.
Yeah.
Aaron Bergie, like Fergie.
Fergie like Fergie.
Yeah, we're giving him a call.
What's going on?
Aaron Bergie, you just saved me in this game. Thank you.
Yeah. Whatever game you guys are playing, but I'm happy to help.
Yeah, no, buddy. So you're live on the air, your voice is, with Trista and I on the OGs, the Almost Famous OG podcast. And we went through our phones, and we were playing like this Bachelor Nation round robin, try to call people that you know and see if they'd pick up. No one answered for me, buddy,
no
except
one picks
for you.
Up.
Except for you, write me back saying, Bob, I'm in the middle of, you know, basically solving the world's financial crisis, but I'll take a step out of my meeting and take your call. Trista's just everyone's grabbing Trista's call.
That is not true. Not at all.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Hi.
Well, buddy, we just wanted to say hi and check in with you. How are things there in Missouri?
Maybe better if you come with us this summer. Bring those boys down.
I know. Aww. So I watched a show called the Ozark, right? You know, Ozark's and I.
Oh, me too.
Every time I watch it, I end up calling Aaron. I'm like, buddy, is this real? Does this really exist? Can we go there? And there's this beautiful golf course.
Can we
there.
Go there?
Yeah, that Tim Tebow was playing on. I'm like, I said the picture, Aaron. Is this, where is this? And he's like, that's like a half an hour from me. I keep my boat down there. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
So
perfect.
That's our plan. We got to get everybody together, buddy. Cause I know, our wives are big friends and
oh, that's great.
Aaron and I are great buddies too. So we'll have to definitely come visit you. They came out to Seattle. Aaron and his wife came out to Seattle when Jessica and I were living there in Seattle and stayed with us for a long weekend. And we went to see a game when his Chiefs were in town. So it was good.
Yeah, it was a great time. Get together again. So you guys are going to be at the Derby, of course. It's like Christmas for you every year, right?
You know it, buddy. I don't miss it. Are you coming this year?
I don't know if there's a possibility, but I don't know. We just had our first grandbaby, so we're kind of winging it right now.
A grandbaby? I've got a 9-month-old. This is bananas.
28, heard her husband had a baby last week.
Oh, my God. That's so great. Congratulations, Grandpa.
Congratulations, Granddaddy.
Dude,
you are a grand dude.
Grand dude, that's it.
I gotta keep the paw out of it. I can't get there in my mind yet. I'm not old enough for all that. I don't feel it.
No, you're not old enough to be a grandpa, but to be a grand dude, I think you got it dialed.
There it is. All right, appreciate you going with me. Thanks, man.
So the last time we talked to you, we were doing that interview. It was the three of us. I can't remember who it was for, ET or Extra, one of those maybe. And Bob and I were like, we need to do something together. So hence the podcast. This is
here
where we
are.
Landed with iHeartMedia and Almost Famous. So
I think we need you to be a frequent contributor, pal, because the three of us were magic on that thing.
Hey, that was fun. I really enjoyed it. So I'd love to contribute anytime. Just give me a little heads up.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for taking my call. You're a lifesaver. I didn't end up losing to Trista after all. So thanks, brother. I appreciate
we're
it.
We're tied.
Yeah.
All right. Good to hear from y'all. Have all a right. Good one.
See you, buddy. Aaron Bergie,
bye.
Come on.
Oh, yay. Yay. I'm so glad we tied. I'm so glad we tied.
And
had content instead of just calling people and being like, wah, wah. That was.
I know you can only hear me leave so many like totally terrible voicemails, you know, before people tune out. So, but that was fun. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. And then after this, we're going to go OG versus IG, which I gave you a kind of a little feeler, you know, that it's going to be like where we were. It's sort of like, you know, when people say like IG, you know, Instagram versus reality. This is going to be, you know, our old life versus our new life, I think, kind of, right?
Yeah. No, I agree.
So like I have so many. I mean, and it's embarrassing.
I'm sure you do.
So I'll leave people with this little teaser. Someone once said to me, and this is not too long ago, once said to me, wait, so this is what you do for a living? And I said, yeah, I love it. And they said, how the mighty have fallen. They said that to me. Isn't that amazing? And I thought it was actually really funny/insulting.
Yeah. Insulting for sure.
We'll get into it when we get back. Almost Famous, the OGs. We'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level. with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right. And we're back.
And we're back. God, that was a long break. I almost fell asleep.
Oh, my gosh. I was wondering when we were ever going to get back to it.
I almost like totally passed out sleeping during that whole thing.
Yeah, I can do that on a moment's notice. I can. Maybe not today. I have too much to do. But yeah, normally I can. So, okay. So OG versus IG, Bob's idea. And we're so excited to actually like kind of talk about how things were back in the day compared to how things are now. And the things that we post about on IG, I think very similar. It's probably 90% about our kids. You just told a story before break about how someone not gave you a compliment and an insult, because I don't consider that necessarily a compliment. It was just their reality.
There was no compliment in there.
No, there was no compliment.
Unless he was saying I was mighty at one time. That's kind of a compliment.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Silver lining.
You were. Know? That's right. Yeah. So I have a similar story, and this happened quite frequently. I feel like it probably happened to you too, where people would come up to me and say, or even write me and say, oh, you look so much better in person.
Oh, all the time. Yeah.
But wait, I'm the same person.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
Yeah. I got to the point with that one where I would say, so when like 30 million people were watching me on TV, I looked like dog shit. But when you meet me in the grocery store, I look amazing. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that I got that one a lot. I mean, it was... Uh-huh. You know, oh, wait, you're not fat in person. I'm like, oh, thank you.
People always think I'm way taller because, of course, I'm 5'2 and very petite. I could tend to lose, 5'10. But, people always think that you're way taller in person. And I definitely am not. So, yeah, there's that, too. But which is kind of like an OG IG. People can't tell how tall you are on IG.
No, that's very true. Everybody's tall on Instagram. I mean, everybody's amazing. Tall. Everybody's having the greatest day of their lives, and they're 6'9". I think, my ex-wife was 5'2". My current wife's 5'4". Apparently, I have a thing. She was an actress, and so people would always say that to her, too. Like, oh, you're so much tinier. I thought you'd be, And so it kind of went hand in hand with my thing, which was like, oh, you're not as fat as I thought you'd be.
Totally.
Thanks. So, so that's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so we've got some questions that we've got some thought starters. And I just wanted to, I feel like this is really interesting that this was even like asked by the producers, is were gossip magazines like Us Weekly and People around?
Yes.
And I just feel like, Oh my gosh, really? Is it, do we really, are we looking like we're that old?
That old.
They definitely were.
Yes, they were around, guys. They've been around a very long time. You know, People Magazine, you might be surprised, has been around a little longer than 20 years. Same with Us Weekly.
A lot longer. And like for my wedding, so at the wedding, which, you know, 26 million people watched. And so lots of you out there listening may have watched back then. So when you watched, you probably knew that there were helicopters hovering over the ceremony when it was happening.
Yes.
And those helicopters were, in fact, magazines trying to get a great shot for their magazine. They wanted to get like an exclusive by actually being at the wedding. Also, I don't know if you knew this because you were at the wedding, but they walked up to people. So the paparazzi or people from the magazines, because they weren't going to be given the photos until they were shared with everyone, unless someone had an exclusive deal, which is kind of how it works. So the magazines like somehow got into the hotel property. It was Rancho Mirage, and now it's the Ritz-Carlton in Palm Springs.
Yep.
And so they get there, and they stuck those little disposable cameras into bushes. And they told people, actually, I think they ended up kind of somehow getting into the wedding. And then they would tell people, there is a disposable camera in the bush over there. If you take a picture and then get it to me afterwards, we'll give you $5,000 or whatever it was. I think it was about $5,000. Yes. Isn't that crazy? So yes, the magazines were most definitely around and actually probably thriving even better than they do now because of social media. I feel the magazines, the television shows, everyone has Instagram.
Yeah, now it's about online content.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't pick up magazines like I used to. I don't know about you, but I used to grab them. But now that there's social media, you kind of see everything online.
I will say this. So when I was on your season of The Bachelorette, and in between being on The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, the National Enquirer was in my front lawn at my house when I came home from the airport one day. And I'm like, you know, and I, you know, I'm one of those guys, I'm like, hi, how you doing? You know, I didn't, you know, I'm like, oh, hey. My mom's like, I'm surprised you didn't invite him in. I'm like, maybe I would have. I don't.
You want some lemonade?
Yeah, hey, can I get you guys something? It's so hot out here. You want some iced tea? But, you know, it was one of those things where it was sort of like, oh, my God. And then, you know, yeah, I remember back then there was, you know, like I became friends with, you know, some of the same photographers I'd see at different things and stuff.
Yeah,
and
right.
All of a sudden, I'd run into them at times when I didn't want to see them. And I was like, oh, no, you know, but it was definitely one of those things. They were around big time back then. But yeah, there was not really the online presence that it is today. Although I will tell you, oddly enough, so my wife and I have been married 7 years now, 6 years.
Yep.
November 2016. And we got married in Punta Mita, Mexico, which is beautiful if you've ever been.
Yeah.
And we rented this house and had the wedding at the house. And we actually stayed at the house as well. And, you know, I see this boat out there that I think is a fishing boat. And because I just don't think anyone cares. So I'm like, oh, that's weird. There's a fishing boat out there today, you know. And so my wife comes out over and she's like, hey. What's up with that boat? And I'm like, I don't know, some guys are fishing. And she's like, I don't think so. I think that's paparazzi. I'm like, no, absolutely not. First of all, Lady Gaga was there for a friend's wedding. And I'm like, not at our wedding. She was at at Punta Mita, in Punta Mita. I'm like, they're probably.
She wasn't at your wedding?
No, I can't believe she blew it off. I mean, what? No RSVP? I guess she didn't have the number because I didn't know her. But had she been invited, I would have expected her ass to be there. But anywho, I'm like, no. Like, oh, they're probably looking for Lady Gaga, you know? And to find out, no. They leaked our photos and we got some grief over that because, you know, we had like this thing. It wasn't even an exclusive thing, but it was just a thing that we were doing that I thought was going to be fun and with like Bride Magazine is actually what.
Yeah, right.
It was for my wife more than it was for me, actually. So I thought she would love it. And, you know, but yeah, these photos came out and I'm like, where? First of all, they're really good photos. I'm like, what a top quality lens that guy had. And, you know, but it was definitely from a distance and from a boat. And I was wrong. Uh-huh. She was right, which I have come to find out for anyone who ever gets married that, you know, the wife is always right. And just as a guy, you just got to admit it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would save so many marriages.
Mm. So many of my marriages. I mean, my God, it's amazing. I finally learned. It took me a couple.
Just a couple. Just a couple.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
You reminded me of a story that we were in Europe for, actually it was a press event. We went to Monte Carlo, then we ended up going out on our own and we went to Cinque Terre in Italy. And we met this person, and he spoke English. He was super nice. He was like, I'll take you around. My friend has this boat. I'm with Ryan. If I had been with girlfriends, I never would have done this because I would be like, okay, random guy taking us out on a boat. Yeah, maybe not. So anyway, so he takes us out on this boat. We totally connected with him. And he dropped us off in this like cove, super private, super fun. It was beautiful. And we took a picture on the boat. He was like, oh, let's just take a picture, whatever. And of you guys, of me and Ryan, he was like, let me take a picture of you guys. And, you know, we take a picture and then we get home and he had sold it to a magazine. I was like, really? Like, that's why do I have to, like, why are you putting this in my head that I can't just trust someone to be, you know, innocent and not wanting to sell a picture of us to a magazine. Like, it's kind of a bummer that's how the world was. And now it's like all over social media. If you go anywhere, like really people can't sell pictures anymore because
it's already linked to everything. Yeah,
it's already there.
I had a weird experience with my class reunion in high school. I'll never forget. I really wanted to go, you know, because I was class president. So it meant a lot to me to be there. I don't know why.
Oh, of course you were class president.
Of course I was, right? So I go back and this guy tells me, he's like, yeah, I got contacted by so-and-so and they wanted me to give them a picture. And I'm like, what? And he's like, they offered me a lot of money.
Like one of your friends from high school?
I would say it was a person I knew, not someone who I would consider necessarily a friend.
Got it.
And he was like, you know, I figured I'd come to you and just tell you, you know, in that way, you know, if it's up to you. I mean, if you're cool with it, I'll sell it. And if not, you know, you could just give me that money. And I was like, what?
Sorry. No, thank you.
I'm like, well, I'd rather you just didn't sell it and you didn't ask me for money. That'd be kind of cool. Thankfully, it ended up kind of working out that way. Frankly, he ended up, you know, he actually ended up not getting money from me and not selling it, which I thought was pretty cool.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, totally his decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he got a little guilt from some of my buddies that, you know, were kind of like, you're not selling the picture to
like
the,
for
you
real.
Know.
That's not cool.
So, no, I know. But that was definitely back in the day. That was a different time. And, you know, I think, like you said, that doesn't necessarily exist like that anymore.
But now people will do it intentionally. So yeah. Now we've got people who come off the show and immediately are influencers. We've talked about this a lot. Everyone who has a Bachelor podcast talks about this a lot. I feel like it's a topic of conversation a lot, because nowadays when you go on the show, there is a very high probability that you'll get a lot of followers if you go far in the show, if people like you, if you're a villain and you've got a lot of drama surrounding you, you know, all of those things. And back in the day, it wasn't that, but it was, I remember, so I went into hosting a little bit, because after the show, like after The Bachelor, I was like, this is really fun. I love this environment. Everyone is so fun and positive. Like all the producers, they're trying to hype you up, like keep you in a good mood. It's just, it was a really fun environment. And I thought, maybe I could do something there. I was a pediatric physical therapist at the time. And it was very, what's the word? It fed my soul in a way, but it wasn't necessarily what I would call a fun job. You know,
right,
it was more about the purpose of it, you know, helping kids. And so I would go and do interviews, and people would be, and the producers or whomever I would work with, or the on-air talent would say, you know, you're great at this. Why don't you do this? Like, why have you not done this?
Yeah.
And so, you know, after a bunch of those, I thought, oh, maybe I can do this. So I ended up in hosting. And I mean, I was on The View when they were looking at trying to hire someone.
Yeah.
I can't remember who they were replacing at the time. And I did stuff for Good Day Live and Good Day LA and Good Morning America and Extra. Yeah. I was a correspondent. And so I had a lot of fun, but I will say that I felt like there was a negative connotation to it, that people were like, oh, so she wanted to get into hosting. And that's why she did the show. But that's not true. It was the other way around. I went into the show, and then because I had so much fun and because of the experience I had doing the interviews and getting the response that I did, I thought this could be a fun job. So I do think there was a negative connotation even back then. I know you did a lot of hosting too.
Yeah.
And did you feel that? Did you feel that people were kind of judging you for going to on-air entertainment?
Oh, totally. But probably because I didn't end up with my final pick. At least you ended up with your final pick. So you could be like, well, you know, for me, it's like, oh, look at this guy. And I was in entertainment before. You know, I was hosting local ABC affiliate, and then I was also a musician. So it was like, you know, I think a lot of people assumed that was the case, but no, much the same. I mean, it was just all these opportunities are in your lap, and it's like, okay, sure, why not? You know, if it fits in my schedule. My thing was, I never quit my day job. So like for the longest time, I stayed in the mortgage industry, and then as that kind of died, you know, in 2008, which was a long time ago for many of our listeners, I'm sure, but you know, at that time, I had already been in that business for quite some time, and I segued into, you know, basically a totally different industry, but very similar type of feel, you know, which was the insurance industry. So, but it was one of those things where, you know, I loved doing it. I mean, and then they found me for shows that like fit things they knew I did. Like I would take pictures. Yeah. I was new to Instagram. I was very late, very, very long post Bachelor before I was ever on Facebook, Instagram, any of that stuff. And and I would take pictures of houses I renovated, and because I really enjoyed that. And so I would get contacted by like TLC or, you know, HGTV, and they'd be like, hey, we want you to host this show about a home renovation. I'm like, all right. You know, and it was fun and it was exciting.
I'm having a memory. Did you host a show on the Game Show Network?
Yeah, for 4 years.
Were we on it? Were me and Ryan on it?
No. Well, you were. So I was hosting a show around that show. So you guys came on.
What's it called? Bingo? Not Bingo.
No, Bingo Blitz. Bingo Blitz or something like that. And I was hosting the show
around
that.
The one that I was on
that.
Was Lingo. Oh my gosh, that's funny. It was Shandy Finnessy.
Shandy Finnessy,
Yeah, from Dancing with the Stars. Well, she was on Dancing with the Stars, but she was also a Miss USA, I believe.
Shandy was awesome. Yeah, she actually was awesome. A frequent guest on my show back then, too. And yeah, that's, you know, so same funny. Though. I mean, I think I started working with The View right away. And actually, yep. Oprah was a big part of that. Oprah put a mic in my hand and made me her man on the street. You know, so before I was even The Bachelor, I did like 10 episodes where I'd be like Oprah's man on the street. Hey, it's Bob, you know. Trista's lovable she loser here in the streets of Chicago, you know.
Trista's lovable loser. Shut up.
And it was fun, you know. I mean, it was really a fun gig, but you're right. Yeah. I mean, I think they're probably I'm super unaware of everything. I'm oblivious to, like, I just think everybody and I are best friends. So I probably didn't pick up on it and it was there. You know, you're probably a little more tuned into real life and not with your head in the clouds like me. So I think, you know, I definitely remember thinking to myself, like, I would hear it a lot when I would do a show and they'd go, man, we kind of expected you to be like a prima donna and you're actually really fun to hang out with. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
Totally.
Why would I have been a prima donna, you know? So
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I've gotten that a lot too. But yeah. I feel like, so in back in the day, I feel like the route for some of us, you and I included, was to go into some kind of television hosting in mm-hmm. a way. There weren't podcasts back then. There were radio shows. But that was kind of a little bit of what people would do with it because some were like me, I feel like, and they just thought it was a really fun industry and they had never been, you know, involved in it before. Yeah. And then there were some that, of course, I'm sure they went on the show. They were actors prior. They were hosts or in some way, shape or form in journalism or entertainment. And they went that direction. So it's kind of similar. But obviously nowadays, I feel like when you go on the show, you're immediately changing your account to something that people will follow. And, you know, you're putting it in your bio and all of those things. Because let's be honest, the opportunities that are there, it's like silly. Like, why wouldn't you for those people that come off the show? I as a kind of more traditional, and I say traditional, even though I met my husband and got engaged after 6 weeks, but as a more traditional person, I would like for people to go on the show with the intent of forming a relationship if they end up liking the person and having a connection.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that they can't after the show think, oh, well, if a bunch of people are following me and I have these opportunities, then you know what? Do you go for it?
Yeah. Well, that's just it. I mean, you can't, you know, there but for the grace of God, right? So it's like it, with so much of our things that happen in our lives, it's like all you can do is control how you would respond to that situation until you're in it. You don't know how you're going to respond, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if you're getting a bunch of opportunities thrown at you, which generally include some type of financial compensation, and, you know, you're someone who's from, you know, like, I mean, wherever it is, America, and you're like, oh my God, this could be so fun, you know, or wow, this could be very lucrative, or maybe I could make this a career. You never know. And you got to take advantage of those opportunities. And so I don't hate on anybody for that kind of stuff. You know, what I think is interesting. One of the questions we got too, which I think is pretty interesting, was nowadays contestants leave the show and are considered celebrities. And was this the case for you too? Do people who know who you were when they saw you in public? And I would answer this one definitely about the being noticed in public thing. Like, you know, it was an overnight thing. To the point where I think I told you, I ended up like getting a brush cut at one point because my big curly mop, you know, they either thought I was, they either thought I was Bachelor Bob or I was Joe Millionaire because of Evan Marriott at the time. So it was like, I was like, God, you know, this is crazy. But it was fun because everyone was always so nice. You know, like I never was one of those people.
Right.
And then you'd meet those people, and I'm sure this still happens to you because I know it still happens to me, where they'll go, oh, I never watched that show. I don't watch those stupid reality shows. Can I get a picture? And you're like,
100%. How do you, for why my wife, even, for my husband, whatever.
I'm like, why? If you didn't ever watch it, how do you even know who I am? That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like so, a dig at the same time. They're like, you're not that important, but I'm going to spend my time talking to you. Yeah.
And I will say, like back then, you know, when we were doing the shows, it was so early on in reality television in general that, you know, my thought of it was always, and this was especially after I was done with the show and I met my now ex-wife, but she was an established actress and stuff. I didn't ever want to be like, I always thought, now she's a celebrity, right? I'm just I'm a personality that people know who they are, you know? Right. And so I always categorize myself like that. And, you know, but it was amazing, you know, the fact that so many people did watch it. I mean, you know, Oprah was such a fan of your season, which led her to be a big fan of me, thankfully, which I felt like she, you know, was truly a friend. And it was like amazing to me to be in a situation with Oprah where she's like, hey, Bob. And I'm like, hey, oh, how are you? You know, and it was really unreal, you know, and like I look back on it and, you know, Ellen DeGeneres had us on a ton, you know, and all these, I mean, I know you did as well. I did every talk. I worked for The View for 3 years. I did all the renovation stuff and it was just fun and interesting and different. But I never thought of myself as a celebrity. I thought of myself as someone who,
personality.
Yeah, a personality who thankfully people liked from the show. You know,
exactly.
And so, I never ran into problems with it, which was nice.
Right. No, I felt the same way. And anytime we're brought up as being celebrities, or a question is asked about how do you feel about being a celebrity, I'm like, you know, celebrities, like, you know, I don't know about that term, but personality. Yeah. Media personality, I guess, is what you would say, because we're from reality television. I see more celebrities as like movie stars or rock stars or, you know, like legit movie stars and rock stars, you know, that have dedicated themselves to their career for their entire life. And I just happened to be on a reality show where I ended up meeting this great guy. We get married and people enjoyed listening or watching the story unfold. Yeah. You know, that's it. I am very thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always say I got to hand out flowers and I was that great guy that you did. That great guy that you didn't marry. That was me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're very great. No. Wait, I missed it.
Oh no, I said, and on your show, I was that great guy that you didn't marry, P.S.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, like, I mean, I say, yeah, right. I mean, this is reality. I did not marry you.
Oh my God. I love it. Well, this has been enlightening to me. Like, I feel like I've learned a lot today. People answer your calls. They don't answer mine. These are good things to know.
Stop it right now. Yes, we tied. What are you talking about? We tied.
Only because I did a bonus consolation round for myself. We would have never tied. I had done that. So thank you.
It's because he texted you back. Had the wherewithal to actually text him and say, we're trying to call you. So he calls you back. Anyway, it's so fun. I do want to end on, I am really grateful for the show and the opportunities that we had along the way, like getting to meet people like Ellen and Oprah and doing, you know, award shows and things. I mean, back in the day, we went to the iHeart Jingle Ball. I think it was the Jingle Ball. And I got to announce like Nelly. And I'm from St. Louis. So getting to announce Nelly like was super cool, you know? So anyway, those kind of opportunities were so much fun. I'm so grateful for them. And obviously, we wouldn't be here today talking to each other and people in podcast world if that hadn't happened. So I'm really grateful. And thank you, iHeart. And thank you, Bob Guinea. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
See, you're so good at this. I love, you know what, you should have a podcast. I think you'd really do great on it. But yes, thank you for listening, everybody. And you know, are we allowed to give proper love to Amy Sugarman, who I adore? But
I would love to give proper love to Amy Sugarman. Actually, so I was with her, as you know, this past week. And we actually took a picture. I don't think I have any other pictures with Sugarman, even though I've known her since the beginning. Like Sugarman, if you're listening, which she will be, she'll be reading the dictation afterwards. So Sugarman, when you're reading the dictation, will you look back at the Seacrest show or any shows that I did with you, Valentine, you know, all of those things, and see if we have a picture? Because I need a picture of us from forever ago.
I know. Such a legacy she has already, man. She's young. She does. And just crushes it. Yeah. But I mean, I loved her. I loved her then. I love her now. And you know what? I always loved Ryan Seacrest too. I mean, he was a big, when the show first came off the air, when my season just ended, I should say. And I went on, you know, the thing I loved about Ryan is he would talk about, clearly he had a great producer. and Amy Sugarman and everything else that she did for him. Because, I mean, he would know stuff that so many people didn't know.
Everything.
Like, the homework was done, you know? And he'd be like, well, Bob, you were an established musician before you were ever even on The Bachelorette. This, you know, and I'm like, thanks, man. Whereas everyone else, I would go on the show and they'd go, so what, you hand out a flower, you think you can sing? I'm like, no, that's kind of not the order. Mm. But, you know,
it's
it was like Jay
Leno on Tonight Show. I don't know if you ever went on Tonight Show, but
I did. My band played on there. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. But I went on there. I was with all the women of The View, including Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
And then another time. And I swear he looked right past me through, like, you know, he could have cared less that I was sitting in his chair. And he knew it.
When we did Jay's show, he did, we had Band from TV on there. And, you know, Hugh Laurie was the actual guest that night. So, and he was in my band, you know, we were in the band together. And he, you know, to all the guys in the crowd, I mean, we had James Denton from Desperate Housewives, we had all the guys from Heroes, we had myself, we had, you know, all these different people. He only talked to Hugh. And it was funny because we're all kind of like, now after the show, he was super nice. Right. You know, after the show, he came over and, but it was
no kidding.
Show. Oh, yeah. Yeah. During the show,
I will say, backstage, he came and said hi before, and I think maybe after. But while I was on the show, I was just like, why am I even here? Like, he does not care. Ryan Seacrest, you're right. He's total opposite. Like, he makes you feel seen.
Yep.
He makes you feel like you're worthy of being on the show. So thank you, Ryan Seacrest. And that has a lot to do with you, Sugarman. So we love you, Sugarman.
Love you, Sugarman. Thanks for listening. Almost Famous, the OGs. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.